Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Grief Gang podcast with me, your host, Amber Jeffrey. The message behind the Grief Gang is to normalise the topic of conversation that is grief. People living with grief can often feel ashamed, isolated, and alone. This podcast was created to break those taboos after I, myself, experienced all of those feelings after the loss of my mum in 2016. I decided enough was enough and we need to talk about this. You'll hear on this podcast an array of stories and experiences, some being my own and some being fantastic guest episodes and their incredible stories. You'll laugh, you'll cry, but I hope above all, I hope you'll learn. I hope you'll learn that you are not alone in your grief journey, that you have a voice and it should be heard, that you and your grief matter. So without further ado, I'll let you enjoy the episode. Happy listening. Good morning, Grief Gang. And first and foremost, a very, very happy Christmas to you all. If you are listening to this at present time, on Christmas Day itself, I'm wishing you a happy Christmas. And if you're not listening to this on Christmas Day, then, I mean, you should really, because that's what it's intended for. But if you're not, that's fine too. I wish you a happy belated Christmas. So this is your Christmas episode starring all of you listeners who so bravely and thankfully wrote in for this year's episode. So if you don't follow the Instagram page, which you should do really, because that's where I can talk to you most and connect with you most, you will have seen a week or so ago, I posted a slide onto my grid of how I would want to incorporate you guys into this year's Christmas episode. So it's going to follow the same style, if you've been here for a while, of Father's Day episode and Mother's Day episode. I wanted to really give back and give you guys the opportunity to share with me some memories about your loved one. So the post went as, for this Christmas, tell me either your favourite Christmas memory with your loved one, or if you don't have one, a Christmas message for them. And if you wanted to, you could do both as well. And I've been inundated with emails, messages, comments, and they're all stunning. They're all absolutely stunning. And it's probably going to be a crier. As we all know, I am massively part of Cry Club. And I invite you to all join that with me. But above all, from this episode, I'd like for those who are grieving this Christmas from this episode to take a bit of solace and a bit of peace that you're not alone in how you feel this Christmas. And I feel like this Christmas as well, so if you are, we've all been in a lockdown across the world, wherever you're listening from, but especially here in the UK, we have been throttled into another shite show from old BJ. I'm not saying his fucking name because he's a cunt to me, but yeah, well, sorry. But yeah, I just hope that this episode if you listen to it, if you listen to it on Christmas Day, it gives you a bit of peace of mind that you're not alone. So thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you who wrote in. My words are feeble on how I truly feel about you all. So let's get into it, shall we? So I'm going to first, bear with me as I like go from different, you know, like apps. So I've got to go from Instagram messages to emails to comments and stuff like that. So I'm going to start with the DMs because that's where they most came in. So let's kick start. Oh God, I know I'm going to cry. If you hear me stopping for water, it's because I'm literally gasping from how much I've been reading. Okay, so one Christmas, I was working on Christmas Eve. Mum had finished work a few days before, so each day I was getting ready for work, tiptoeing around, making sure I was quiet and not to wake Mum. Just as soon as I was ready to leave for work and putting my shoes and coat on, Mum burst through the front door and scared the shit out of me. She'd been at Sainsbury since 5 a.m. because apparently we didn't have enough pigs in blankets. Mum laughed at me so much and we then joked about it every year afterwards. Charles and I spent our last Christmas together in Venice and it was magical. He lost his hat on the boat ride to our hotel and ended up wearing my pink bubble hat for the rest of the trip. Spending every Christmas Eve in the kitchen together. As I got older, I would start doing more and more of the prep slash cooking. Now I cook all the same food in Dad's memory. My favourite Christmas memories with my mum were the years I had her just to myself, mostly in my early 20s. My brother had just started their own families, so they didn't come. Me and mum would make fancy cocktails and laugh about everything and anything. I just genuinely loved that I got to have her undivided attention. Gemma, I wish you were here this Christmas causing havoc with your big smile and contagious laugh. I've never known anyone apart from you to get away with a think about pile for Christmas presents. Brutally honest until the day you died. I'm not sure I will ever fully enjoy Christmas without you, but I do know that the memories from past Christmases will live on forever. I'll make sure our nephew never has a Christmas where his Auntie Gem isn't mentioned. You will always live on because those who knew you and loved you will forever be talking about you. All my love, your youngest sister, Zoe. Last year, I had Christmas at mine with my mum, grandparents and sister. While cooking dinner, my mum, Nan's sister and I spent time talking about rubbish and messing around. I got some lovely, silly pictures that I will treasure forever now. Favourite Christmas memory. It's boring and completely mundane and has no reason to be something I remember clearly and hold so close to my heart. But my favourite Christmas memory with my dad is making the Yorkshire puddings together. My dad was diagnosed with cancer when I was 5 and we had 2 years of instability. In and out of hospital, constantly never knowing if it was going to be a good day or one where he'd be barely conscious. On the last Christmas with him, I remember he wasn't strong enough. So I had to whisk the batter for him. And I'm sure for anyone else this wouldn't be the greatest memory, but that feeling of stability and content and just feeling like a normal family having a normal Christmas is something I hold really close. My favourite memory of my dad is the laughing on Christmas Eve. We had a tradition since I was a small child where we would go to the city for a cuppa on Christmas Eve and laugh at people panic buying their last minute presents. He died May 2019. I was too sad to do it last year. I think I will do it this year though. My memory with my loved one, Mum, past February 2020, would be staying up all night on Christmas Eve till it was 1 or in the morning. And we would all give each other our presents. This was all a tradition she made up, the best one though. She always had this touch on giving presents that only she'd know somehow to give us. Miss her dearly. From the time that Carter was little, we always bought toys and dropped them off at a charity. I wanted him to know that even though we weren't rich, it was important for us to be helpers and do our best to serve others. Another tradition that we had was getting our picture taken with Santa. He hated it until we got to Santa. Then we'd laugh, post our pics and get back to our day. It was always so fun. Those are some of my favourite moments with him. This will be my first Christmas without him. My favourite Christmas memory with my dad is probably my daughter's second Christmas, where she was aware of what was going on. Just seeing how happy my dad was watching her playing and how much joy she brought him was wonderful. My Christmas message to my dad is, I miss you so very much. I hope you are looking down on us on Christmas Day. We will have your photos at the head of the table for Christmas lunch. I wish you were here. I would cook you an extra big portion of Christmas dinner and I would let you do the gravy. I always loved your gravy. I hope I make you proud and I wish that I could wish you a happy Christmas just one more time. Love you and miss you forever. Jens. This is my second Christmas without my special, kind, loving dad. Some of my favourite memories are picking a real Christmas tree, putting the fire on Christmas morning, eating his homemade French toast, bacon and maple syrup for Christmas morning breakfast, Christmas games. Too many memories to mention, to be honest, but I miss him dreadfully and wish I could have one more Christmas with him. My favourite memory of my loved one was last Christmas when he asked me to marry him in front of all my family and friends. It was a surprise I had no idea. He kept saying he wanted us to pose for a picture together, and as I went to stand with him to take the photo, he took his arm and put it around me and had the ring in his hand. Sadly, he died in April due to COVID. Our wedding date was for June 19, 2021. I miss him every day. He was only 38 years old and we had 4 wonderful years together. Our birthdays were 11 days apart from each other. He was my soulmate. Christmas message to my sister. This will be my 30th Christmas and you were only physically part of 2. It makes me so sad writing that. At first, when I was a really wee girl, I missed the memories with you, and as I got older, I missed the memories that should have included you. I've constantly felt robbed growing up without a sister because I should have had one. I did have one. Christmas for us has never been greater, Aja, after you left. Mum was always in a terrible mood, a killjoy, bitter and never any pleasing her. We all know she was just missing you and couldn't say it. And we tried so hard to please her, but it never worked. There would always be at least one part of Christmas Day when her mood created an atmosphere. It's becoming a bit different now. It's the second Christmas with my wee girl, your niece. She's brought back a little bit of that wee girl's mum missed all these years. She's got your middle name and with that your lovable spark. Always wishing you were here, our angel at Christmas and always. My favourite Christmas memory with my dad before he passed was him always cooking a massive breakfast Christmas morning for myself, my mum and my 2 siblings. He always did it even though he'd been up all night waiting for us to fall asleep on Christmas Eve so he could put our presents out. He also would wake at any hour of the morning with me and my siblings, would wake to open presents. I miss him more than ever, especially around times like these. My Christmas memory is my dad making Christmas dinner. As far as I remember, he always did it and I took over once he was too ill to do it. My message for him, I miss you every day. My favourite memory with my dad is going to the Wolves football matches. Me, my dad and my brother all had season tickets and it was something we all absolutely loved with a passion. I have one for all 3 of my angels. Sadly, my mum died aged 42 suddenly. I gave birth 2 days after losing my mummy. I had my baby girl for 6 weeks who was also taken too soon. My dad who committed suicide 2 years ago. I hate this time of year, but I try to not become the Grinch as I'm only 30 and I know my mum and dad wouldn't have wanted that. So here's to all my 3 guardian angels. Thank you for giving me the strength to somehow cope and grieve the way I like to. Looking at it now, I lost my mum and baby in 2014. I love you, my three guardian. Happy heavenly Christmas. Mummy, daughter and daddy, rest in paradise. Until we meet again, love you always. I lost my mum on the 1st of May this year, which feels like a lifetime ago. Yet, like yesterday, the past month or so has been by far the hardest, but thank goodness I found this for support, guidance and reassurance. These weird emotions and feelings, adjusting to my new future, it's completely normal and I'm not alone. Whilst I'm here, the Xmas Post podcast, I'm not sure it's my happiest memory, but it's the most prominent in my mind at the moment. One Xmas, around 4 years ago, my mum forgot to take the plastic film off the top of the Xmas pudding before putting it in the microwave. I say forgot, she blames the instructions, I blame the Prosecco. Anyway, my sister smells a strange burning smell coming from the kitchen, goes to investigate and the Xmas pudding is completely on fire in the microwave and the whole thing is black. That's comical. I'm not sure what my favourite Christmas memory with you is, Dad. They all just seem like a happy blur now. But every year it would be you that I pull my Christmas cracker apart with. You love the cheesy Christmas cracker jokes, total dad jokes, and they still always make me laugh. Just because you would tell them so good, I miss you more than I could put into words. For the Christmas episode, I don't really have a specific memory of my mum, as Christmas tended to be a quiet, cosy family thing. But my message would be of sending you love, hoping you are safe, hoping I'm doing you proud, and appreciating the years we did have. I'll be looking back at our old photos together and lighting a candle or two for you. My favourite Christmas memory with Ben would be the fact everyone else would always be so hyped or stressed and we were both so chilled about it. Love that. We'd always have a lie-in, have breakfast before any presents. We'd always be last to arrive at my mum's house, even though we lived the closest. This is actually me. Could guarantee Ben would eat the most every year, so we'd always need a nap before an evening of drinks and family games, the funniest being the 8-cracker challenge. A message to Ben. Merry Christmas, Ben. Although you may not be here with us in person, you're here in our hearts. We'll be having a run for you like always. I love you always. It's my first Christmas without my dad. His birthday is on Boxing Day. He would be 67. Every year, we'd go on Bushy's Boxing Day pub crawl with all our family and friends. It was great, fun and festively merry. The whole day full of laughter. This year, with all the shit going on and restrictions in place, my family are going to be drinking copious amounts of cuppers, eating our body weight in Maltesers, both dad's fave, and blaring the playlist of all his favourite songs we made when he died back in April. It's going to be weird not being on the walk with everyone. It's going to be a tough day, but we'll honour his memory the best way we possibly can. Every Christmas, this is from one of my friends, so on brand. Every Christmas, we usually go to the pub and see friends and family for a drink. And it was guaranteed you'd have to do the thank yous for your presents. And when I was younger, my uncle had bought me a Teletubbies toy slash bath set thing. So did my parents. So we got to the pub and I've run over to give cuddles, etc. And I've gone to say thank you to him for my present. Thanks, Uncle Warren, Bob already got this present. With such sass, such a silly and random memory, but I remember it clear as day and what the Teletubby toys was. My favourite Christmas memory of my mum has to be when I was quite little. We had family driving up from Brighton to Sheffield on Christmas Day. They phoned when they were passing Birmingham to give an updated ETA. Mum decided that was a good time to get the chicken out of the freezer. Needless to say, this was just a little too late and we ended up ordering curry for Christmas dinner. My message to her this year would be to maybe think about getting the chicken out earlier. When I say this is so on brand for my mum, the woman even turned up late for her own funeral. Fucking love that one. My mum loved Christmas. It was her favourite time of the year. When me and my siblings were younger, my mum would be more excited than us. She loved seeing our happy faces on Christmas morning opening presents. She swore we wouldn't be having... My mum used to do that too. And they get so gassed when they're like, you're not having that. And then you open it and you look at them and you're like, oh, you lied. And they're sitting there so chuffed with themselves, aren't they? Anyway, every Christmas morning without fail, mum would always shout us from our rooms, usually before 6 a.m. Santa has been excited. We would run down the stairs. Mum would be there and there would be presents piled high. She would tell us which pile was ours and just let us open them as we liked. Mum would be there with bags ready to let the paper up. Oh my God, this is... Did we all like have the same mum? Like my mum was there like vigorously with a black bin bag, picking it up. I think one year like we nearly lost the dog in the wrapping paper. I remember her smiling when we would open presents, and I know she would have took so much happiness from seeing us happy. This year is my first Christmas without her. We had only lost her unexpectedly just over 5 weeks ago. Favourite memories of my brother Eduardo and Christmas is when we took pictures with Santa. We were two adults pretending that we were kids, and we used to make faces pretending that we were crying. So every year we looked for a Santa Claus at the mall and took pics. Kids and mums would look at us and ask, what are they doing? On our last Christmas together, my brother said that he wanted to make breakfast, and I said, okay, go ahead. When I got out of the shower, I could smell that something was burning. My brother burned all the pancakes and put them in a plastic bag in our balcony. I have a picture of one of the burnt pancakes and him trying to explain what happened. Last one is funny. It was our inside joke. We loved the skit from Saturday Night Live, Dick in a Box from Justin Timberlake. We had this tradition that we used to hide dick in a box for each other. We were always scared of which box we were going to open and what we were going to find. I cherish this funny moment and would tell my brother that I really miss him and I'm trying to make Christmas fun again and I always think of him. That would honestly crack me the fuck up. Right, that's the DMs. I'm just going to have a quick scan so that I haven't missed anybody because I would not want that. Looks all good to me. Right, let me go to the comments on my post and see. Okay, these are the comments on the post now. 8 years ago, my dad picked me up for Christmas. We popped for one. Oh, yeah, sorry. We popped for one pint and ended up getting carried away.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And I made the mistake of trying to drink as fast as my dad could. 2018 was the last Christmas we had with our stepmom Sue. From her cancer, her brain functioning was deteriorating, so she was trying to do lots of puzzles. I knew in my heart it would be her last Christmas with us, so I got her a personalised jigsaw with a picture of her and my dad and us four bridesmaids, me and my two sisters and Sue's niece, printed onto the jigsaw. Seeing her face and her tears when she opened up is a treasured memory I will never forget. The jigsaw has never been finished. One day my dad planned to do it. My favourite Christmas memory with my dad was decorating my parents' tree with my nephews last year. My dad loved it so much. My message to him would be, I miss you so much and Christmas won't be the same without you. I'm going to cook far too much food, play far too many games and dance until my legs hurt with the kids. Hope you're watching down on us smiling and laughing. My mum's last Christmas with us was last year. She was very ill but didn't complain once as she didn't want to ruin the day. She put on her favourite sparkly red dress, sat down at the dinner table with us and swirled some Prosecco around her mouth because she didn't eat slash drink anything. The previous year, she must have spent 2 hours peeling Brussels sprouts. I wish you were here to help me cook the veg and we could drink far too much Prosecco together. It won't be the same without you. Sending all my love and Christmas cuddles, Mama. I love and miss you beyond words. Okay, that is Instagram. Let's hop on over to the emails. Got a little folder for it and everything. Cool, I know, cry. I'm really crying. Cry Club is on one today. Fuck. Okie doke. My Christmas memory to share is a tradition we always had the week after Christmas. On my brother's birthday every year, we would go ice skating at Van Hague's. Is that how I spell it right? When my brother was very little, we used to guide him around and show him how to skate, even though neither of us were any good. As he got older, he started to invite friends, so me and George would still always come along, but we would skate behind together and just dance on the ice to the Christmas playlist that was always blaring out. Each year, we would always follow the ice skating by going to Nando's, and me and George would always make sure we had room for their cheesecake, as it's incredible. I can vouch for that, it is bloody incredible. We did it every year without fail, and I really miss that now. It was such a special day we always look forward to. We used to spend Christmas at my mum's sister's, so essentially my auntie's. I must have been around 30, and one late night we tiptoed home after a jolly day and both collapsed in our individual beds. Anyway, I heard a bad bang coming from the bathroom, which made me absolutely shit myself because still to this day, I go through life in fight or flight mode. So I picked up the courage to go investigate. It seemed the shampoo and conditioner bottles had fell into the bath. So I went and told my mum about the whole thing, and she couldn't get me out quick enough. Hazy from a few glasses of Asti, she murmured, "Go back to bed, Sasha." As I settled back in and started to drift off nicely, I was woken up by my flustered mother over my bed hissing, "Sasha, Sasha!" I asked what was up, and she said she heard her door creak back open and thought it was me again, but to her horror, it was a random cat. She is so fucking scared of cats. Oh, and we also don't own a cat. So we were both in my room past midnight, door bolted shut, wondering how the hell there was a cat in our quarters. Anyone would have thought there was a human burglar. Anyhow, we put two and two together that it was my friend's cat from across the way, who we always used to know was in or not, because you could see their kitchen light shining from my bedroom window. We knew they were spending Christmas elsewhere, so the both of us sat staring out the window waiting for that bloody light to come on to come and collect their cat. It sounds completely crazy and probably quite pathetic, but what I would give to be sat staring out that window with her whilst the cat was roaming freely in our house. It's a Christmas I'll never forget. Fucking love that. My favourite Christmas memory was when we all lived in the same house before getting older and leaving the nest. Mum, Dad, Matthew in the basement and Christopher in his room and me, Laura, in mine. As the youngest and most eager, I'd patiently wait with my mum and dad till my brothers came to the living room. Always sleepy-eyed, but still they'd be smiling. Childhood memories turned into grown-up dreams, always together on every occasion, but Christmas was special. We lost my brother on October 29th this year, so sadly there is no Christmas to celebrate. But I can still vividly remember the bright glistening eyes that shined from my mum when Chris and my dad came home last year with the perfect fragrant and fluffiest evergreen so we could decorate on my eldest brother Matt's birthday. Memories made in the coldest winter, yet they always kept us warm and comfortable. We miss you, Chris, James, Nelly, siblings, Matthew and Laura. Christmas when my granddad was alive was always a much bigger affair than it should have been. Not because we had huge celebrations or we had family traditions, but because my not so normal unconventional family would properly get together and pretend we had our shit together for one day of the year at least. I mean, I think that's what we all do. We all pretend sometimes that we like that family member, but we don't. And yeah, we've all got our shit together when really it's a fucking nightmare. My granddad wasn't a fan of celebrating. I don't think he really understood how to give his family a celebration coming from a different generation and country entirely. But he never left me or anyone in my family wanting of anything. We would have our presents and Christmas dinner, and he wouldn't care about the expense as long as it made us happy. What a guy. He was the most selfless person I've ever known, and when trying to think of a memory of him during Christmas, the first thing that comes into my head is how giving he was. Just the other day, I was wrapping Christmas presents for my friends, and I paused and thought to myself that I was wrapping presents by myself for the first time. My granddad was the perfectionist and the one who focused on all the little details. My memories of both of us during the Christmas holidays were of us sitting together and him wrapping all the gifts so carefully for my friends or for relatives, while I would just cut and hand in the sellotape as my way of helping him out. He would, of course, be giving me a step-to-step guide of gift wrapping, but that was just him. He wanted to teach and he wanted me to learn and he wanted me to grow and I guess be the more or less self-sufficient woman I am today, even from something as little as gift wrapping. Looking back, I wish he was a little more selfish. I wish he could have taken just a little bit for himself instead of giving so much. But I think he found his own joy in seeing us happy, even from the little things like helping us with our Christmas gift wrapping. I'm just reading through this one because there's a bit of a chunk at the beginning. Okay, here we go. I've been listening to your podcast since losing my granddad, mum's dad, back in April this year due to COVID-19. His name is Patrick O'Keefe and he was 93. Just as I was getting used to this new life without him, sadly, my other granddad, dad's dad, passed away 3 months later. He was suddenly put on end-of-life care just 2 weeks after losing my mum's dad. His name is Derek Gooday. He was 87 and was the biggest Tottenham Hotspur supporter you could ever meet. I miss them both more than it was possible to miss someone, and there isn't a day where they both don't cross my mind. This will be my first Christmas in 26 years where I won't be able to see the smile on both their faces as they open their Happy Christmas Granddad Christmas cards with their presents, even though every year they would both say, don't waste your money on me. A Christmas message. Merry Christmas, Grandad Pat and Grandad Derek. My first Christmas without you both. Grandad Pat, I hope that you are having a lovely glass of wine, a cheeky cigar and Gran's fantastic roast potatoes. You always used to tell me on Christmas Day, I'm only ever allowed to answer back to your Gran on my birthday and Christmas Day. And now that you have reunited together, I'll think of that this Christmas. Grandad Derek, Spurs are top of the Premier League. Who would have thought it? Dad, Steve and I are looking after Nam, just as we promised you we would. I hope that whatever you do today, you've got your Toblerone and biscuits and are watching all the football imaginable. Have a wonderful day, both of you. I love and miss you always. I remember when we both got push scooters for Christmas. This was 20 years ago and they were the big clunky metal ones that would smack into your ankles. I think I still have the dents. I remember going down the road and hating how loud they were on the pavement, but it was something we had for ourselves that we could share. We went up and down the road all day. I remember when it snowed and we teamed up to have a snowball fight with the neighbour's children down the road. We hadn't spoken to them before and we didn't talk after, but we played all day and through the darkness it was one of the last times you wanted to play on Christmas Day and we definitely went out with a bang. We found out you had died 3 days before Christmas. I don't remember Christmas Day. It was a blur of people and leftover presents. I still don't know what happened to your presents. We don't talk about it anymore. My favourite Christmas memory with my dad is driving around looking at Christmas lights in the snow. who was originally from California where it never snowed, and I grew up on the East Coast, and he would get so excited for a real wintry Christmas card experience. He loved Christmas music in particular, the Ally McBeal Christmas album, a real 90s vibe. We'd get peppermint soft ice cream no matter how cold it was. My message to him is thank you for all the memories. 20 Christmases with you wasn't enough. I love you. I miss you. I wish you could come back. And that, I believe, is it for the submissions. I'm just going to do another quick sweep because I could not live with myself if I didn't. Let me just check through my flagged messages. Why is Instagram so slow? No, yeah, that is it. Wow. Wowee. You might have heard my phone going off a little bit then. I was getting a call, so sorry if that was buzzing in your ear in the back and you could hear my air freshener take squirting out every 10 minutes. Got to keep the home fresh, you know. But thank you all so much for your submissions, for taking the time to share those parts of your life and your loved ones with me. The honour has and always will be mine. I still to this day sometimes can't really believe or factor that you were all so open with me and so willingly open and vulnerable with me, and I'm forever grateful to you. I suppose I should probably do the same as all of you guys have had, and to be honest, I haven't thought about it, so this is actually quite a bit sporadic and off the top of my head. So my favourite Christmas memory with my mum, like my mum at Christmas, it was actually always a very stressful time in our household. Like mum, like I said, she would make it stressful, but where she would get so stressed about it, it all rubs off on us. So like Christmas Day, it would almost be like regimental, like get up, like it would literally be like that. And then when we got to an age where, well, I got to an age where I could start like going out, and I used to love going out on Christmas Eve to the club and getting absolutely rat-assed. It made it even fucking worse when I would come home, you know, fucking crackers on, and then she'd be waking me up at stupid o'clock and I'd be hanging out my arsehole. But she always made them so special, no matter how stressful it was. And there were times, like mum, she wasn't rich or wealthy, and money was sometimes fast for her. But every Christmas, we never wanted for nothing. We never wanted for nothing. She would always somehow pull it out the bag and make it so special. Our house, as small as it was at that time, would just be crammed with food and just fucking mayhem. But my favourite Christmas memory with my mum was, I think it was Christmas, I want to say, might have been the last Christmas with her. I'm trying to think. 2016 she died. I'm going to say it's either Christmas 2014, I think. So 2 years before she died. So we were going for Christmas dinner with my sister-in-law, her family. So we had breakfast and presents in the morning, and we lived in Slough and we were driving to Ascot. So yeah, mum was driving, and in her mayhem and stress that she always did, we get in the car, and then she needed to go back in the house for something. So she gets out of the car and she goes to the front door and she's like, I can't find my keys. And I'm trying to think of the logistics of this and how it happened. I don't know how the fuck she did it. I think I locked up the hat or something like that. Anyway, get to the door and she goes to, she's like, I can't find my keys. Yeah, she's like, I can't find my keys. I can't find my keys. So I was like, oh, and that was a notorious thing for mum. It was either her phone or her keys that she would always lose. And so I passed her my keys. I was like, here, fucking take mine. And she goes to put the key in the door and the key doesn't turn. And And then she goes, I can't remember like how I locked the door. Maybe I didn't lock the door. I might have just pulled the handle up, hence why we didn't realise. But she's gone to put my key in the door and she's gone to turn it and it won't turn because she's left her fucking keys on the other side of the door. So it's jammed. And we were literally like, oh my God. So then the panic set in. I remember my first thing was, how the fuck am I going to get to my presents again? I was livid. All hell broke loose then. She was screaming down the street. Somehow it turned out to be mine and my brother's fault. She gave it the infamous, well, if you weren't rushing me, I wouldn't have left my keys in the door. We were like, Mum, are you actually trying to blame us for you leaving your keys in the door? Like, nah. So eventually my brother and his brother-in-law, my brother's partner's brother had to come and like pick the lock like a bunch of thieves. God, if people were walking past, they would have thought someone's trying to break in their house, pick the lock and fucking get the keys out. But yeah, that was a stressful but funny as fuck Christmas. We didn't let her live it down. And she was like, shut up, it was all your fault. But yeah, that's probably my favourite Christmas memory. And a message from my mum. Wow. A message from my mum. Now I think about it, I feel like she knows how I feel every day. I speak to her in my head most days. But my Christmas message to my little mammy would be, Merry Christmas, Mum. I hope wherever you are, that you are wearing something divine and sparkly and glamorous. I hope you've got copious amounts of Barefoot Rosé, as we all know that was your drink. I know you've got little Jasper this year, our wee little doggy, so you've got him to keep you company for this year. Hope he's got his Christmas jumper on. As you know, we always like to style him in a nice little Christmas jumper, didn't we? And I hope that you're okay. I hope that you're okay and that you're forever living in your youth. And we all miss you dearly. So dearly. And your grandbabies are wonderful. I'm looking at a picture of them right now at their Christmas tree. Little Leo is just, God, what you would have been like if you were here at Christmas with him. And now your darling granddaughter Nala Sue Jeffrey, who takes your first name as her middle name. They know about you. Leo definitely knows about you. They will always know about you. You will always be Nanny Sue. And your name will always be spoken in their house, in our homes. And we miss you at the dinner table. We miss everything about you. And I'll see you in the next lifetime and we'll catch up then. Love you lots and miss you lots. So that is it. Oh God, cry club. That is it for this year's Christmas Grief Gang 2020 episode. As I said in the beginning, I hope this episode brings you some peace and knowing that you're not alone and that looking back on those memories, as much as they are painful, they are sometimes comforting. And I really hope it does bring you some comfort. Thank you so, so much for each and every one of you who wrote in. I plan to do things and episodes like this, you know, forevermore. I love it. I love giving you guys the opportunity to share, and I love nothing more than reading them and connecting and talking with you all. So I'm going to stop now because I've taken up 40 minutes of your Christmas day. I mean, and I know we're in lockdown, but that's 40 minutes of Prosecco that you have, of Prosecco drinking that you've missed out on. So I'm going to love you and leave you. Take care. Oh my God, I can't speak. Take care, Grief Gang, and all my love. Well, that's it for this week's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it and it set your week off to a great start. Whether you've laughed a little, cried a little, I mean, I think crying is good for the soul, or you've resonated with something that was said, thank you for listening and spending time out of your day to do so. If you like what you hear, please do rate, review and subscribe. In doing so, you're ensuring that lots more people get to find the Grief Gang podcast and hopefully help them too. If you're not already, check out The Grief Gang on social media platforms such as Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. I'm most active on the Instagram page where I love, love, love to connect with you all. For now, take care and big, big love.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.